Listening section. In this section of the test, you will have the chance to show how well you understand spoken English. There are four parts to this section with special directions for each part. Part 1. Questions 1 to 4. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear some dialogues spoken in English. The dialogues will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you hear a dialogue and the question about it, read the five possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Now listen to a sample question. You will hear,
"Hi, Tina. Are you free on Saturday morning?"
"Yes. Do you have any plans?"
"We're going to a book fair at Sunayan. Would you care to join us?"
"I'd love to." What are the speakers talking about?
A. Loving books. B. Asking free time. C. Buying some books. D. Planning to see a book fair. E. Activity on Saturday morning.
The best answer to the question, "What are the speakers talking about?" is choice D. Therefore, you should answer choice D. Number 1.
Have you written your composition, Anita?
"Yes. Here you are, sir."
"Okay, let me see. Wow, you really have good handwriting."
"Thank you, sir. I hope the composition is also good."
"I hope so. This is one of the best handwritings that I have ever seen."
What does the man compliment? Number 1.
Have you written your composition, Anita?
"Yes. Here you are, sir."
"Okay. Let me see. Wow, you really have good handwriting."
"Thank you, sir. I hope the composition is also good."
"I hope so. This is one of the best handwritings that I have ever seen."
What does the man compliment? Number 2.
"Hi, Sandy. I heard that you have applied for a job with that new company. Is that true?"
"Yes, you're right. I had an interview yesterday and I got the result just now."
"How is the result? Are you accepted?"
"Yes, I'm accepted as an assistant manager. I will start working there next week."
"Congratulations, Sandy."
"Thank you, John." What is the topic of the conversation? Number 2.
"Hi, Sandy. I heard that you have applied for a job with that new company. Is that true?"
"Yes, you're right. I had an interview yesterday and I got the result just now.
How is the result? Are you accepted?
Yes, I'm accepted as an assistant manager. I will start working there next week.
Congratulations, Sandy.
Thank you, John. What is the topic of the conversation? Number 3.
Hi, Susan. I didn't see you in Miss Tina's class this morning. Where were you?
I was in the library looking for a grammar book.
Did you find the book?
No, I didn't. The librarian said that the grammar book is not available in the library.
Well, how about buying it in the nearest bookstore?
Yes, good idea. But is the book expensive?
Not very, I think. The bookstore usually sells books at low prices for students.
What does the man suggest to his friend? Number 3.
Hi, Susan. I didn't see you in Miss Tina's class this morning. Where were you?
I was in the library looking for a grammar book.
Did you find the book?
No, I didn't. The librarian said that the grammar book is not available in the library.
Well, how about buying it in the nearest bookstore?
Yes, good idea. But is the book expensive?
Not very, I think. The bookstore usually sells books at low prices for students.
What does the man suggest to his friend? Number 4. You know what? Johan has a new girlfriend.
Yes, and I know the girl. Her name is Linda.
What do you think of her?
Oh, I think she is very nice. She is better than the one he had before.
Hopefully, Johan will be happier with Linda. What can you conclude from the dialogue? Number 4. You know what? Johan has a new girlfriend.
Yes. And I know the girl. Her name is Linda.
What do you think of her?
Oh, I think she is very nice. She is better than the one he had before.
Hopefully, Johan will be happier with Linda. What can you conclude from the dialogue?